This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on out there. No, it's not the end of the world. I mean, really, seriously. You know, we may end up in World War III. Although, I don't know how we can be, because didn't Trump get us into World War III? That's what we were told. We were told he was going to be World War III, and God only knows what else is going on. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, just all you got to do is pay attention, listen, and remark. Yeah, we've got a chat room up on the website, joemessina.com. You can get involved if you wish. You don't have to. Also, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell has made available for some of us to make money online. Wouldn't that be a novel idea? Since the days of Twitter and Facebook are kind of gone for guys like me making money there. Right, really? And, you know, some of these online services, it wasn't that big of a deal. You could get your message out. For us, it seemed to happen overnight. I can remember what Tammy was doing, you know, tweeting live from the show. And she was saying, Joe, we only have, I don't know what it was, 7,000 followers now. I said, you're in the wrong account. She's like, no, I'm in the right account. And I said, you got to be in the wrong account with 7,000. We had like 68,000 yesterday. Yeah, I know. It's gone. And they did. They yanked that many away from us. And then on top of all of that, right? As you've been here as of late, certain things seem to happen in tandem or there were other things going on. Yeah, there was. Because we had the same thing. We had the same thing with Facebook. All of a sudden we were losing pages. We were losing followers. They couldn't find us. Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be, part of the solution. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, again, in another line form of regulation, to make money from the money we're making. See, we're smart enough to go out there and make money on certain things, and then they want to come in, the California government especially, they want to come in. And they want you to, they want to take that money you made. I mean, you're so good at it, it's okay, you'll make some more, won't be a big deal. Right? So we'll take some of that money you made now. So, Newsom, let's see, what are they calling this thing? It's called a bit license. So now to sell Bitcoin, to be involved in Bitcoin, not to buy it necessarily, but to be selling it here in the state, it's now regulated here. Which is the whole was the whole reason behind Bitcoin to begin with, was it wasn't traceable, wasn't, you know, the government didn't need to know what I was spending money on, blah, 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 blah. So Governor Newsom signed a crypto licensing bill. It considered California's answer to New York's Bit license. The digital finance asset law faced heavy industry criticism, but hey, no problem. The law requires California Department of Finance protection. Now they're going to create another bureaucracy. Right? And that bureaucracy, they're going to give that department enforcement, rulemaking authority. Here, go protect people from Bitcoin and make all the rules you want. That's kind of what they did. Does anybody really think that's what our founding fathers really wanted? They wanted agencies that didn't even exist at the time. But they want these agencies doing this instead of the legislators doing it? Now, they weren't stupid people. They knew this was going to flush out as time went on. But I don't believe for a second that they really thought that there was going to be this much bureaucracy, this much in taxes. I'm just not buying. They hated taxes. Matter of fact, they hated most of what we got going on now. All right? I can't believe it. I'm looking... Please tell me that's not true. It looks like there were, like, don't tread on me flags at these Palestinian rallies. And now they've actually got Palestinian flags with a peace sign on them. How does that work? Really? God, they got you guys nailed. I mean, they really do. They got you guys nailed. The fact that you won't take the time, you heard Kimberly earlier in the last hour, that you won't take the time to look anything up, think anything through, really test it to make sure it's true. You won't do it. You already know it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. God, I got to tell you guys, there's so many stories popping up, not just in my head. But, you know, truly popping up on the screen and everything. And some of them are pretty heavy. You know, just, again, it just doesn't stop. It's amazing. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, the left writes an article saying, rich parents rarely have fat kids. Why is that? Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Masino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I thought this would be a fun one to do. Okay? And at first, I'm looking at this thing and going, okay, rich parents rarely have fat kids. Why is that? Somebody said this in the last... I think it's hilarious. And remember, we were going to die. We were going to die from starvation. Back in those were the eco freaks back in the late 60s, early 70s. We wouldn't be able to grow food. We wouldn't have enough water. People were going to die of starvation. It was bad. I mean, really bad. Anyway. But now we have childhood obesity. It's widespread. Right? What about some of the children that may be more overweight than others? We're not talking about the mildly overweight ones. But there seems to be fewer overweight kids in families with lots of money. I'll tell you why I think it is before I even get through it, you know, because look at people with not a lot of money tend not to buy good food. It's expensive. Well, relatively speaking. Right? You want to get the kids to get out of your hair, get them some food, get them gone. Balanced diets include, you know, fruits and vegetables, proteins, that kind of stuff. Right? The other part of it is what? I guarantee you in those rich houses, if you would, kids are not sitting around. They're not couch potatoes. I guarantee it. You know, and they have a lot of engagement, extracurricular activities. Families invest a little bit more in sports and dance and other things that burn calories off, tone muscle. Some of the more poor families, these people are working two jobs to keep things going. I get it. If they agree with it, I get it. Also, communities with higher incomes, well, they tend to have well-maintained parks and playgrounds and sports facilities. They give children a safe space. Let me tell you what. That's not totally true. There are a lot of great communities out there that don't have rich people living in them. And they still, come on, help me out here, right? They still have decent parks. My community is not rich. But we've got, you know, the community, city pool, city recreational areas. They got all kinds of stuff out here. And there's safe spaces for the kids. All right, how about this? Get off your duff yourself, get off the couch, and watch your kid ride their bike up and down the street. Walk them to the park that's probably closer by than you even know. Right? Wealthier parents. I mean, I love these articles from the left. They only take one. You know, see, money does it all. Wealthier parents also have more resources to educate themselves about the proper nutrition, exercise. Yeah, that's all over that big bad interweb thing. And you don't even, okay, you don't have to be a college graduate or anything along those lines to look it up. Start putting things together. Start paying attention to what a well-balanced meal is, what exercise is all about. Really? No joke. Oh, higher income people have access to health care. Yeah, well, so lower income people, too. I'm sorry. You know, you can't feed that narrative because there's plenty of clinics. Where I live, there's plenty of county clinics. There's a stigma among themselves for not going. I don't know what that is. If my kids were sick, my kids needed help, I would take them. I'm going to be embarrassed to do whatever I need to do to make sure my children are healthy. I mean, really. They say some of those kids are healthy because they have nannies, they have personal physicians, they have this, they have that. Yeah, you know what? Part of that, too, is you let it happen. Right? Don't get me wrong. Some of these healthcare systems, they don't offer the services they should. They're being paid well, but they don't offer the services they should. But who are they run by? Who puts them together? Who runs them? Who gets the approval from their state legislatures or Congress or what have you? Those people who say that they love you so much, those legislators that say they love you more than Republicans do. Now, socially, economically advantaged families tend to emphasize health and wellness. Well, then we need to teach the lesser socioeconomically advantaged families to push that, to get more exercise, to open the schools up. Maybe a little later, let them play there, let them work there, let them do whatever they're going to do there. You know what I'm saying? 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, it's kind of like you sit there and you say to yourself, all right, talk to me. I mean, why should I look into this? Why is this so, oh, it's important, partially because it's being sold to kids who don't know any better. It's sold to parents who don't know any better. That's how they get away with some of the things they get away with. I don't know if you heard this latest one, but we've already known this, but this gets even better. One of the climate change scientists, right, he claimed that he deliberately quantified climate change statistics so he could get published. I told you, this is not brain surgery. I didn't have to graduate college or nothing. Patrick T. Brown recently told the world in his most recent paper he adjusted the numbers and information in order to ensure his paper was approved by top academic journalists. Well, of course, because it fit their narrative. They want to support it. They're going to print it. He actually proved our point for us. Brown's statement was since sparked a wide variety of conversations, including, you know, how this plays a role in the public distrust of science. Right? And the community functions. Look, at if I'm hearing stuff like that, now some of us already knew this was going on. This is really nothing new, right? His paper on wildfires, well, that really gained global attention. But again, remember, he said he played with the numbers. Right? The paper was entitled Climate Warming Increases Daily, or the Extreme Daily Wildfire Growth as Seen in California. That piece has gained all kinds of recognition. You had Newsom and others using it to prove their point, and now he says, yeah, it kind of fudges those numbers. Most scientific papers are not read by general public. They are written for other scientists, other academics. Because Brown's statements about the paper, as well as the fact that the climate debacle seems to be one of the most important conversations today. If not, it doesn't have to be. Right? You can push back. You got a billion phones on the planet. I'm sorry. Show me the real numbers. Show me how it's going to help. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. In response to the ongoing conflict, the U.S. is arranging for a cruise ship to transport Americans out of Israel. The warship belonging to Royal Caribbean has a capacity of up to 2,500 passengers. Those on board will be transported to the island nation of Cyprus. Texas Governor Abbott is pressuring state lawmakers to pass a plan that would allow parents to use their tax dollars to send their kids to private schools. He says it's a way to stop the woke agenda.
Our schools are for education, not indoctrination.
Speaking at a rally in front of a group of school choice advocates, the governor says that the plan also helps parents escape a situation where their children are being bullied. LinkedIn is set to let go of around 700 employees, primarily affecting the engineering department with additional reductions in finance and human resources. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back.
I'm back. I don't know about you guys.
Joe Matin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. There's so much to talk about. I mean, seriously. The left is complaining about all these things that are going on. I think I was talking about it just before the break. You know, about obesity. Why is it that, you know, rich people have less obese kids? Well, it's not because they're rich. Yeah, because maybe they're educated a little better. Might be. Might be because they were paying attention to school. Might be because somebody didn't push them through school just to get them out of school, to get them out of the way. I don't know. It's all about education. It's all about education. Then we have to make sure these people get educated properly. And these people could be anybody. Not anyone in particular. So again, when you look at what's happening now in California, we've got a declining population. Residents are leaving for the other states, you know. Well, some of the most popular destinations, well, one of the most popular is Texas. You know, the one that Newsom said is a terrible state, it's oppressive. Why are they running away from your state, Newsom, to his? Look, real freedom is when you make your own decisions for your kids. I'm not a believer that you get to go through the curriculum and change words in a curriculum. But if a curriculum, a chapter, or whatever, a portion of the book is geared towards a certain lifestyle, a certain group of people, whether it be hate, or you don't do that. California's high cost of housing. It's one of the biggest reasons why families are leaving the state. Recent poll, the exodus, 70% of California residents identified housing costs as a big problem. I couldn't afford my house today. There's no way. But unlike the previous decades when California was only losing low and middle-income residents, California is now losing high-income college graduates. Right? I mean, they're graduating from here and gone. They're getting grants from the California, from your tax dollars and my tax dollars, and they're out of here. Doesn't make any sense. California birth rate is also declining at a rate faster than the rest of the nation. Right. In about 2008, California had an above average and above replacement rate level. 2.25 births per mom. That would be interesting to look at. But by 2020, the birth rate had fallen to 1.5. 7th lowest in the nation. Well, young people don't want to have any kids anymore. They don't want to bring them into this world like this. This kind of world. Where these nasty people. And notice that the one saying that, talking about how bad the planet is, are the ones that are contributing the most to how bad the planet is. Attitudes. Dictating to us what we're going to eat, what we're going to do, what we're going to say, where we're going to go to school, what we're going to learn when we go to school. Let's not learn anything about the country. No, God forbid we should do that. No. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. U.S. gun laws are lagging, some feel, way behind other countries. Thank God. Look at the shape those other countries are in. They can't defend themselves if anything happens. You know, I got to write down the statistics. I read these things and I just blow them off because I'm stupid. I figure everybody else knows them. But it's not true. But even the FBI and the CDC, they admit that guns do save lives, that people intervene on a regular basis throughout the year to protect lives. It's no secret that guns have a unique position in U.S. culture. You know, we were granted the rights to have them. Think about that. Our Constitution, our founding fathers who built this wonderful country, they saw a need for us to have them. That simple. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad we're behind other countries. Now, back in June of 22, Joe Biden signed a bipartisan gun safety bill into law, placing stricter measures on who can acquire arms while funding mental health care at school. Well, about time. But you didn't need to sign a tougher gun bill. How about just making sure that we have the mental health available for these kids, mostly kids? Would that be too much to ask? Seriously? Now, Biden said, oh, this will save so many lives. It's the most important gun legislation in the U.S. in the last 30 years. Really? You mean it's one of those things where it makes it harder and harder and harder for even the average person to get a gun? Right? Some organizations, well, they're screaming that Biden has been well-intentioned, but he really hasn't done nearly enough when it comes to actual gun legislation. See, they ultimately, you know what they're looking for, right? No, really. They're looking for a total ban on guns. Now, think about this again. Gun violence in 2022, there were over 500 mass shootings. Right? But what do they call mass shootings? You know, we're back to that again. What do they call mass shootings? 2 people? 3 people? When you have these shootings, think about where they're being held. You've got Chicago and New York. I mean, man, if you took these major cities out, we'd be one of the safest places on the planet. Really? You need to be able to protect yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to, you know, it's funny how these godless people don't believe you have a right to protect yourself. Right? And you would think, you know, well, I guess you just have to lose your life over it. In the wake of what they refer to as the gun violence epidemic in the United States, the Canadian government pledged in 2022 to freeze the import, sale, and purchase or the transfer of handguns. Which ain't right. Shouldn't be right. Look, people who respect and know and own handguns, it's all good. You have nothing to worry about. They're not looking to kill anybody. They're looking to defend them and their family. Should something happen, the police couldn't get there. In some cases, it takes the police you know, nothing against the police, but they're overwhelmed 15, 20, 25 minutes to get someplace. In November of 2022, Trudeau introduced amendments to draft gun control legislation. It would permanently ban military-style assault weapons. But what does that look like? I mean, really, what does it look like? I mean, when Joe Biden says he wants to ban assault weapons, he's talking about semi-automatic weapons as well. That means your pistol. Right? I mean, seriously, this is crazy. But nobody, I'm sorry, excuse me, semi-automatic. Most people, when they refer to it as a pistol, again, you got to use the terminologies that people understand. Right? You think a revolver, six shot. Yeah, the old six-shooter. You know, the New York Times commented that while Canada's gun laws are stricter than the United States, they still remain pretty lax compared to most of the developed world. Okay. What makes them better than us? I always loved in the past, you know, we used to say, well, we're the United States. We have a right to do this. But nobody wants to hear it. Like, nobody wants to use that. It almost seems like Biden team for years, for decades, nothing new. Right? The big push in that party is to keep bringing us down, keep making us look bad. Right? Come on. When you think, you go back to the days of Jimmy Carter, wasn't Obama's not the first one to say it. Carter was the one, really, they started talking about how this is the new norm. Remember the lines out the door, people really having really struggling to make ends meet? This was just the way the country was going to be. Deal with it. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5562. You know what? Seriously. You know, as they're talking about the chat room, they're talking about these assault weapons, rifles, whatever. Do we have assault bats? I mean, what does it mean? Look at the picture. They know how to use words. I've been saying this since I started the show. Stop letting them take over the words. Stop letting them define what these words mean. It's just amazing. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to talk about some. I said it earlier in the first hour. I was talking about how the. It seems like the job of the left lately. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, really involved. As of late, is how they've got to pound on Christianity. They have to pound on religious beliefs. They have to take away that supreme being, if you would. Because if they don't, how could they con you into believing everything they're saying? How do they do that? In all seriousness. They have to make sure that you and I, you know, go, oh my God, there is no God, because why am I in this position? Why are we stuck in this country? Why do we have this bad whatever? Well, God doesn't exist. We have to do that. Right? It's just, again, just amazing. So, you know, another article that somebody sent me today, how now evangelical leaders now, some of them are starting to turn around and say, you know, the reason we have this problem is because you guys are painting, you guys from other churches and other places, and you're allowing them to paint Jesus as weak. You know, because of what he did or didn't do. You're making it sound like the only people that want to follow him is now we're pulling Jesus to the right. Like we're making him a hardcore conservative. They dismiss all these teachings of Jesus. Right? I mean, I know it's a little confusing because when you read these articles, when you go in and see, because people writing these are not believers. So what they're saying is conservative Christians, right, are standing up for what they believe the principles of Christianity are, the way the Bible teaches that. More liberal or left-leaning Christians kind of have a broader viewpoint of what Jesus said, which is making the people on the right say, no, you're painting him as a weak leader, as a, you know, a weak Jesus, and he's not. But it's how you make him more acceptable, right? I find all this stuff kind of interesting. They're going to grab bits and pieces, and that's what they're going to pull out of it. Now, even most pastors will tell you that the teachings of Jesus were about love and forgiveness and turning the other cheek, but not ignoring sin. And when the Bible says you're supposed to avoid the very appearance of evil, somebody in the far progressive left means, well, evil is you not accepting a gay couple. Right? That's right. Well, how could you do that? How could you be so mean? God created both of them. The people on the far right would say, grab a stone and stone him to death. Well, Jesus didn't do that with the adulteress. Right? He forgave her. He told her to go sin no more. He didn't tell her to go have more fun. That's what I always loved, too. Jesus would be accepting of everybody, including abortion. No, actually, he would. There's specific scripture around all that stuff. But the pastors won't teach it. They won't teach it because they're afraid people won't come to church anymore. Your job as a pastor is not to make sure people come to church. Your job is to put forward the truth of Christ, period, end of discussion. Really that simple. And some, you know, depending on who the pastor is, depending on how they look at the, you've heard the old story, or the reality, I should say, when you're sitting there, right, and you see something happen, there's nine of you in the room, you've all seen the same thing happen, will you get nine of the same accounts of the issue, of what just went down? You won't. There might be a couple little variations, but I'll tell you what, most of it will be very different. And this is, the police departments will prove this all across the country. Well, no, they said he was this tall. No, he was that tall. What color pants did he have? I don't know. I think it was black. No, he was blue. No, they might even have been 10. No, they weren't. They can't be all three colors. And now what we're seeing is the intersection of faith and politics. I hate that word, but intersections of faith and politics, they've gotten even more complex, more polarizing. Churches across the country, you know, when a church says that they don't talk about abortion because it's too political, yet they're not a church. They're not a Christian church. Jesus talked about this stuff. It's not political. People perceive it to be political because it's been broken down into two parties deciding what's right and what's wrong. But that shouldn't matter. The party shouldn't matter. What's your Bible say about it? If life is precious, God loves a life. God chose you and put you together in your mom's womb. He specifically says that. What gives you the right to tear it apart? Now I can get my evangelical friends crazy and say, you have every right to tear it apart. You have every right to choose how you're going to live your life and what you're going to do. God gives you choice. Doesn't mean it's right. It just means that God gives you choice. It's really that simple. Like with the adulteress, God gave her a choice. He didn't say, okay, your sin is forgiven, now go die, because, you know, I don't want you to get in trouble again. No, not what he did. He basically said, go sin no more. Yeah, go ahead, get out of here, and go sin no more. Why is that so hard? Why is it so hard to understand, I should say? It's just amazing to me that you can't get it together. You can't figure it out. You know, I don't like this because I don't think it's true. You know, they say that the Trump is being portrayed as Jesus Christ, as the new savior. Maybe the new political savior, to a degree. Right? They value him because he was fighting for the right things. He was fighting for the freedom of true freedom of religion, as the founding fathers wanted. He was fighting for your right to carry a gun, as our founding fathers wanted. He was fighting to get us back to basics. And just like anybody else, you know, when they look at David, the guy that, you know, truly went after Goliath while the warriors were hiding in the corner. It makes those, you know, just people are looking for a hero. They're looking for somebody to fight. They're looking for somebody to step up for them. Again, they say he was anti-abortion, if you would. No, he's pro-life. That he was going to roll back all the LGBTQ protections. No, he didn't. Stayed with the Constitution, period. Allow the states to decide what it's going to be, just like our founding fathers wanted. He was trying to give the states back the power they were supposed to have in the beginning. Right? No. My savior is Jesus Christ, not Donald Trump. You know, you've heard people say, you know, you're waiting for a product that doesn't make it in time. You call a couple of friends, and somebody shows up with that product because you have to have it now. You have to have it before your meeting starts. They say, "Oh my God, you're my savior. Thanks for bringing that." Do you really think that they think that that person is there? Their spiritual savior? No. And if we start using our brains, if we start using our God-given ability to think, this stuff wouldn't be such a big deal. Right? I mean, am I off? Let me know. I'd love to know. You know, I like being wrong because a lot of what I talk about is pretty intense. Here's another thing that bothers me. Yeah, drives Joe nuts. Headline today in a national paper. Gay college football player Kennedy McDowell sent to the hospital after illegal block. Why do we have to know he's gay? Would that have meant any less if you dropped the word gay and it read Kenny McDowell, college football player, sent to the hospital after illegal block? I mean, do they feel like maybe... Maybe it's the guy hit him that hard because he knew he was gay, right? Maybe that was it. Well, I read the article. It doesn't say that. Right? I mean, when you look at this, now, some are saying, yeah, he did target the guy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I don't believe it. And the reason I don't believe it, this is what I was telling you before. When you start crying wolf so much, nobody believes it anymore. I'm not the only one. So much to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I got a lot of things to talk about in the next hour. God bless. Don't go far. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few.
He's here. Copy the Great Awakening right now.